Welcome to the Triple M Rush Hour podcast for Toolkit Depot. Everything you need to get the job done.
And we are underway.
From Rainbow Bay to Rainbow Beach to the Switch and everything in between.
I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
Have a funny day.
Go. Cool. Have fun now.
Your new local. You're going to love this place. It's the Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
Happy Wednesday, podcast family. Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo. May 8th, 2024, mate day. This is the day everyone said should be made the replacement for Australia Day.
Yeah, not
May
a bad choice.
Why not? Anyway, that's a whole other day. we're not opening that
podcast,
can of worms.
The top of the podcast is meant to be light and fun.
Yeah. Let's get political,
I've got
shall
an issue
we?
With my cleaning lady, and I don't want to sound out of touch. Vivian, she's from Peru. Peruvian, is that what you call
Peruvian.
It?
Yeah, Peruvian.
Lovely lady, kind soul. Got twin boys, in fact, exactly the same, a bit older, so she gets twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, came over here as a backpacker. She's here. Long story. We all know how to join the dots there. She walks in. She's cleaning the house today, and I come back, and she's walking around cleaning the house with a soft drink in her hand that she has got out of our fridge. We have a soft drinks fridge. Helped herself to a diet creaming soda. Now,
that's an interesting
Blind Freddy. Blind Freddy knows that I wouldn't drink a diet creaming soda. Mm. That is the other person who resides in my house who drinks Pepsi Max and all dietary times of drinks. But I think that fails the pub test. You bring your own.
Did you say anything?
No.
Oh.
No.
Very unlike.
You got to pick your battles.
Don't want to piss off the cleaner.
Cleaning ladies are hard to find in Ipswich and good ones that you can trust.
If she'd taken a dump in his toilet, it would have been an issue.
Yeah, that was the electrician. He's never returned. Can I just say this now? I just let it slide, but I've taken issue on it, and I will be reporting it to the Minister for Finance and Defence tonight when I get home, because I don't think that that's a really fair thing to be doing.
I think it's not quite right.
How long has she been cleaning your house?
3 years.
Are you confident that Amity hasn't given Vivian permission to have a drink?
Well, she can have a drink, but just bring your own. No one's stopping. We don't have rules that people can't drink. She can drink whatever she wants.
Yeah.
I just have a rule that her going to the fridge, while she's cleaning the inside of the fridge, I'll help myself to one of them, please, and have a sip.
Is this the first time it's happened, or do you think it's happened before?
Look, there's been some question marks. And God, I hope she doesn't listen. There's been some question marks. She might be a bit rough with the dice, and she's knocked over a few, like she's had a few things. But I've never actually physically seen her.
So you haven't done a stock take
But I'm going to start counting the Pepsi Maxes and the drinks in the fridge now.
I reckon it's fair game. I think you're being a bit harsh on old Viv.
Really?
Because, think about it this way. If a tradie rolled round, you'd offer them a drink at the end of their shift, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't. The builders, I put on an esky of grog for them at the end, after 3 months of working, I said, boys, here you go. 6-pack of beer each. And we sat outside with the esky, bag of chips. It was like old days.
Right.
But no, they don't get a stubby after each day's work. No, take your own.
It's only there once a fortnight. Yeah, I think you can afford it.
You're talking about a 60-cent can of drink, mate.
Well, it's the principle behind the matter.
You probably get it
from
Costco,
it starts
so
with a drink.
40
next
cents.
Thing you know, it starts with a pack. Next, it's a packet of chips.
Probably
oh, yeah.
not.
Next thing you know, it's
then
a set
then
what's
she going to do?
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Next thing
move
you know.
In. Yeah.
Next,
what's she borrowing your T-shirts for? Sheets on the bed? What's she going to do with that?
Oh, burn.
Let's get on with the show.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Meet the Rush Hour. Liesl, Liam and Dobbo on Triple M. Now, Bronco star Billy Walters has the update from the sheds at Red Hill.
Walters!
From the makers of Bailey Lattice, WeatherGuard boasts unmatched youth box security. WeatherGuard.au. Billy Walters on Triple M.
Now, we said he might be in line to captain the side when Origin rolls around this year and Paddy Carrigan goes into camp with Queensland. Billy Walters, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Good to talk to you. Pleased that you're on our show. But tell us about Josh Rogers. I mean, everybody's, you know, saying, oh, well, this kid's been, you know, he's a burly bear, he's a Gold Coaster. You know him. Tell us about him.
Yeah, he's a good kid. He's quite quiet off the field. He's one of those blokes that comes a different person, I suppose, when they get on the field. He's quite loud and quite dominant. And know, he's been training the house down for the last, you know, year and a bit. So I'm really happy for him that he's getting another crack. It's a great chance for him now to play with, you know, the likes of Payne Haas and Paddy Carrigan and really show his thing. So I'm really happy for him and I'm happy to go watch him play well.
You went to Brisbane as a 5'8". Were you a little pissed that your dad didn't say, mate, you can have the number 6. We'll shift Ezra to 7.
Nah, I was actually praying he didn't move me. I'm happy in the middle there at the moment. So I actually hate it. It's happened more times than I can count this year where I've come off at 9 and had to go back on at 7. So I'm sick of it. I just want to stay in the middle.
Renault's out with a bicep injury. How much more annoying is he on the sidelines being noisy than he is on the field?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He's going to be in rehab now. So I'm about to hear his little whiny voice all the time. So it might be good. Might be a little break for a little bit. Then I'll start to miss him probably.
Well, no, yeah. Dobbo told us yesterday, Bill, that Renault is set for a coaching stint. Your dad's given him basically a coaching role while he's rehabbing.
Yeah, well, see, that's Kevy trying to get him away from himself, so he's trying to get him back in the group.
I like that. Mate, the Legends Lunch, I mean, you know, there's plenty of stories that go on that never get told. You're going to be coming to this lunch next week with us.
On debut? Have you been before?
No, I haven't. So I could be a little bit more excited for that than actual Magic Round.
He only take on Manly the next day. I mean, in all seriousness, Parramatta, they're obviously a huge challenge. They've got some injuries as well. It's almost like Brisbane need to keep on winning now to make sure that you're roundabouts when the whips are cracking at the back end.
Yeah, these are the games that we need to win. Can't take them lightly. There's a lot of threats in their team, and they showed, I think, last game they played that they can still beat teams. So,
why, at least on Dobbo, did I think that this man was about 24 years of age? I've just looked. Bill, I didn't realise you were 30.
30, mate.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty old. But
baby face.
He looks like a baby, yeah.
Real baby face assassin.
Yeah.
Mate, don't knock a man who's 30. I think he's getting better with age. I think he's like a red wine.
I'm actually surprised that you're 30. I did not think that.
Yeah, when I grew up, I always got teased that I looked way too young, and now it's starting to pay off, I guess.
Getting
old, but everyone's telling me how young I look.
Yeah.
So, Billy, I'm right there in that club with you. Be honest. When did you stop getting ID'd going into pubs?
I can't even remember. I haven't been to a pub in a long time, actually.
Hey, Bill, your surname's Walters, mate. Let's not talk too much crap.
As Dobbo said, next Thursday, Triple M Legends Lunch, Regatta Hotel, thanks to Yui. And Alfie Langer is kind of the big key spokesman, I guess, at this thing. Be honest, when he's running water out on the field, what is he telling you blokes? Like, is it useful or is he just a pest?
Nah, he's pretty good, Alfie. Comes out, just delivers the messages. Sometimes he's got something cheeky to say, but most of the time he's focused on the job. And he can get pretty grumpy too. Like, he doesn't like when we lose and when we're playing bait. He'll come out there and let us know. So it's good though.
They do reckon that Alf has to siphon exactly the message. Like, the messages that are delivered to him are far different at times than what he actually has to relay. And some of the sprays that come down and get delivered, he then goes out and he puts his own spin on how to do it. So it's quite an important role that Alf plays. Has it been talked about that you guys need to step up now Adam's not there and take this leadership role and try and make sure that you guys don't miss a beat now you've lost your captain?
Yeah, Kevin actually pulled myself, Smoothie, Ezra and Walshy aside this week and just spoke about how he wants a little bit more out of everyone's game and turn them. All of us have got to try and manage the load equally and just try and step up just that little bit. Not overplay our role too much, but I suppose just try and step up that little bit so we can stay on track when we're getting a little bit lost on the field.
Oh, a chance to step up for you this weekend, Billy Walters. All thanks to WeatherGuard Ute Boxes. Tradies, tool theft is on the rise. Actually protect your gear with confidence. Use WeatherGuard Ute Boxes, weatherguard.au. Billy Walters, as we say goodbye, we've got a bloke by the name of Tevita Pangai Jr. joining us in the studio in about half an hour. Any chance you'd like to get him at the Broncos this season?
Yeah, I'm not much of a recruitment manager, but if that's what the Bronx want.
Well played,
you know,
Bill.
I know he's got a very couple of big fights coming up. So.
Well played, Bill.
Billy Walters, thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Triple M's Rush
Hour. Meet the Rush Hour. Liesl, Liam and Dobbo on Triple M.
I need to make a formal apology. I have done some pretty shameful behaviour. I've let myself down. I've let my street down, and I think I need
tape out.
What's happened?
What?
Has there been a public hookup?
Is there a tape out?
Is there a public hookup?
No, I wish I'd make some money off it.
We can make that happen.
Worked for Kim Kardashian, didn't it? No, it's probably not as bad as that. But I think I need to earn back the trust of North Brisbane North Side because I've really gone and stuffed up. Tonight is bin night in my street.
Yep.
So I will be taking out the normal bin, the red lid bin, and also the recycling. What I've done is last week, I have taken on the role of binfluencer of the week for my street. I was the first person to put my bins out. I was very early. And I've made the grave mistake of putting out my recycling bin.
Lisa. Oh, no.
It was not recycling week. It was garden week.
It was green week.
It was green week. Yeah. So everyone else followed in my footsteps.
So everybody's gone out with a red and yellow. Everyone's gone out with a red and yellow.
Every single person in the street put out their recycling.
And the yellows are still full.
Yeah. And people have left their recycling bins out for the whole week thinking that the recycling man has missed our street.
He's had a day off.
And
shame. Yeah. Shame. Shame.
I'm very sorry. I need to make a public apology to the Brisbane North side. I have failed you. My binfluencer duties have now been revoked. I'm not allowed to be a binfluencer of the week anymore. And tonight is actually recycling week, so you can safely put it out this week. But don't follow me. I'm putting mine out late tonight.
How many crows have picked up the lids
because
and then they just decide to pull out, oh, there goes a random dirty nappy down the street in a crow. Like, mate, they just tear
the bin. You can get fined if you don't take your bins in after 24 hours, and I've let you down. I said that it was going to be recycling week by being the binfluencer and putting mine out. So public apology from me. I'm very embarrassed by my actions. I will not be doing it again, and my duties have officially been revoked.
So that means you can't be first bin out then.
Nope.
You have to
wait tonight
until someone else in your street leads the charge.
I'm going to be putting my bins out at 10 o'clock tonight just in case. No one follows.
I follow suit from a bloke up the road. There's a bloke that goes early. Ours is a Monday morning.
Oh, yes.
Right? So it's good. It's a perfect Elizabeth Street Monday morning. So.
Yeah, but it was a public holiday. Did you still get it out?
They still came, mate. They still came.
But people forget.
No. Mate.
Binfluencer.
So the binfluencer went early. About 4 o'clock Sunday arvo, I saw he went early.
Mm.
Sometimes he's up the street. I don't even know his name. But he never gets it wrong.
Really?
I just go off that. I did talk about this to Am. She goes, you know, there's an app you can buy.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about who goes first in the street. There's an app you can just
there
get.
There is a calendar.
There's an app for everything. But isn't it nicer when you can follow
someone else, person
in the street?
But that person has to be trustworthy. Yeah. I cannot be trusted with the bins because I've messed it up.
It's good of you to apologise to your neighbours.
Yeah.
That's a brave move.
I'm very sorry.
A bit of hand-up accountability from you there, Lisa, which is good to see. I think we could probably open this up to the rest of the Triple M family.
Mm.
Lisa's been brave enough to own up and apologise to her neighbours. That's a bit of a neighbour amnesty.
Confessional.
You got something you want to apologise to your neighbours for?
Mm.
I'm sure there's something.
Yeah. I'd like to apologise to the neighbours on the top side for last Saturday night playing Garth Brooks on my record player till 11 o'clock. And you know what? There were some complaints.
Shame.
I'm sorry.
Shame.
It wasn't shame for me, but I understand how it's not everyone's genre.
Shame. All right.
Glenn from Springwood, good afternoon.
G'day, guys. Long time listener, first time.
Glenn. Who would you like to, what neighbour would you like to apologise to?
All my neighbours can see me mow my lawns, but firstly, Seven Iron's best for the
cane toads.
Cane toads, yes. You get a good helicopter flights out of them.
I like that.
Good choice.
Glenn, Lisa literally just spat on her microphone when you said that.
But 21 years ago, we moved into our place and it's quite hilly and everything, and everyone's busting their back mowing their lawns. And I brought myself a self-propelled lawnmower and held a beer in the same time. Didn't go down too well, though.
I bet.
The beer went down well, but not holding the beer.
Yeah, that's one-upping the neighbours, then.
You know, if you buy a self-propelled and the rest of the neighbours haven't got one, you know you automatically need to mow their lawn as well.
Yeah.
Glenn. No. They just need to go and buy a self-propelled, which they have one now.
So. Yeah, right.
You still in the same neighbourhood, Glenn?
Yeah, still in the same house after 21 years.
Mm. Oh, the neighbours have moved away, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Glenn.
Hey, Karen from Holland Park, good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad.
Who would you like to apologise to? Your neighbours? What for?
Apologise to her neighbours because my husband keeps our footpath whippersnipped and mowed and makes our unwhippersnipped overgrown footpath quite crap.
Hold on.
Oh, so your footpath is excellent and in good condition but makes others look worse.
Shames the rest of the community.
Absolutely. Ours is impeccable and all theirs look like crap.
Oh, well. Karen.
Shame.
I mean, I feel like
why doesn't he do a little bit for the street and just go up the street and do a little bit for him? Like, seriously.
We've got a super long street.
A what?
A super long street. Whatever, just the next door neighbour. I always mow the neighbour's medium strip. If there's a little bit overgrown, just get in there, just because you know what?
Is it a medium strip or a median strip?
He does that, actually.
Really?
He does.
So, I mean, Karen, is there anyone else on the street that keeps theirs tidy like your husband does?
One dude across the road when the mailman comes.
Oh, right.
Other than that, none of them.
They're all pigs.
Oh.
All pigs.
But it is nice when you have the, like, spick and span looking footpath. Bit of pride.
Yeah.
And just do the dude next door because the mower's already going.
Any dogs ever come and just pay a visit to your nicely mowed lawn, Karen?
Yes, I have, actually.
Yeah. I think that's your neighbour sending you a message.
Oh.
No, because she let a dog crap in the middle of my lawn. I made her pick it up.
Oh. A real charmer.
I don't have
Karen.
A dog. I have to pick up dog shit.
Oh, Karen.
Good on you, Kaz. Triple M's Rush
Hour. Meet the Rush Hour. Liesl, Liam and Dobbo on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo. And we are joined in studio by a friend of the show, returning friend of the show, Tevita Pangai Jr. How are you?
Hey, good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're very happy to have you, mate. This Saturday at the Greek Club West End, you are fighting, which is a really important fight.
Yeah, it will be tough. Going the distance with a couple of heavy punches, so I'm going to have to be on my game, and he can obviously throw a couple of haymakers himself. So, yeah, it will be a tough fight. And
who is he, mate? Who's the bloke?
It's Kenny Nico. He's gone the distance with Louis Masters, who dropped Jackson Murray, who's a top three heavyweight in Australia, and John Milo, who's the Queensland champ.
Tevita, professional fight number 5 this weekend. The thing about boxing as compared to, like, UFC is that it's all about protecting that perfect record. How far can you take this unbeaten record? If you go 5-0 this weekend, what's next?
What's next is I'm actually going back to rugby league, to be honest.
This is it. This is the final
fight. This is the final fight.
Final fight for now. We'll see what happens after if I sort something out with...
Well, let's talk about it. It was reported on Sunday that the Melbourne Storm were contemplating potentially taking you on. Now, we're honest and we're true here. Your real love is Queensland. And if you could get a contract here in Queensland, in Brisbane or the Gold Coast, that would be ideal. But you have made the decision that you want to come back to the game that you love, rugby league.
Yeah, obviously Brisbane, we all live here, so it's number one place to live in the world.
Yeah.
But if sacrifices have to be made, then I'll make that. But at the moment, I'm just focused on this Saturday and going to go from there.
We've got to ask you about this because you played Origin last year, walked away to get this boxing career. What was it that has made you feel like, you know what, I miss it?
I was really enjoying my training and enjoying training camp until I went down to Brisbane, the Bronx training earlier in the year in February, and seeing Kevy there and Alfie, and we said hello. Obviously, I have a close relationship with them from my last time at the Broncos. So Kevy just asked me to go out for coffee and said I still got a lot of footy in me. And I was going to take up to meet up with him. So that's what I did. And that's sort of where I got the itch. And obviously, I got a deep love for the Broncos, but not too sure what's going on there. Since they've gone cold, I've sort of reached out to Craig. That's the honest truth.
If David Fifita leaves the Titans and that frees up a bit of money, would you ever do the Titans?
If they sign Jerome Hughes.
That makes sense.
Really?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. You look back at history and every team needs a dominant half, and Jerome Hughes is that. But obviously Jerome Hughes is in Melbourne, so it's Melbourne.
I have you ruled out 100% that Brisbane, you won't be in Brisbane, because the gut feeling I'm seeing is that they're holding their cards close to their chest, waiting to see how you come back.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think a lot of people in the game are questioning if I can make the comeback without a NRL preseason, but I've got a pretty good training schedule that I've been doing, and I'll back myself once I get back, whether it's South Logan or whoever. I'll back myself to reach the heights of NRL again and do some damage.
You just mentioned Jerome Hughes twice there. So are you mates with Jerome? Do you know him?
No, I'm not, but you got to look at history and you need a dominant half to win a comp. And like, I've made good money in the NRL, but my fingers are empty, so I need some premiership rings.
Right. You're dancing around it. Would you stay? If Brisbane said yes, would you? I know Melbourne's where it looks like you're going to land at the moment, but if Brisbane opened the doors, Is that your number one priority?
They got to reach out to my brother and my management. Who's managing me? But
if they sign Jerome Hughes,
well, they've got Adam Reynolds. they've got Adam Reynolds, so they've got the halfback, and they can win the comp. And your best mate's Pat Carrigan and Payne. The mail I'm getting is that both those guys have spoken to the club and have said how much they want you to be back at the club. I'm being honest.
Well, if they were so keen, where's the contract offer that? No, I haven't heard anything from my brother, so. Look, I'm not going to wait around for anyone. If Melbourne are keen, then...
That's where you go.
I like this. I like this, TPJ. I like it.
You've got something to prove, haven't you? You really do.
I do. I really do. And I feel like I can't go wrong under a system like Melbourne Storm.
Not to put cart before the horse, but what's your relationship like with Madge Maguire?
it's good. Actually, last time I was in Origin Camp, I bumped into him at the sauna at the gym down there. Mm-hmm. So we were just having a good chat away. But obviously, he's got Melbourne Storm DNA in him and... yeah, he's all about the 1%ers, which
TPJ
I like.
TPJ in the sky, back in the Blues, 2025, just saying. Good luck for Saturday night, and we cannot wait to see you back on the NRL field with whatever team it may be.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Cheers. Triple M's Rush
Hour. Meet the Rush Hour. Liesl, Liam and Dobbo on Triple M.
There are a lot of members of the Triple M family who have not got things sorted for Mother's Day this weekend.
It's time to stick to the beat and don't repeat. Pressure. For Endota Spa, it's Triple M Rush Hours. Mum to pressure.
Yeah, mum to pressure. Leading into Mother's Day this weekend.
Just a word of warning, the is now mum.
You'll hear it in a moment when we do a little demo. But we have a $200 Endota Spa voucher up for grabs for you to win for your mum. Or if you're a mum, you can win it for yourself. Have a little bit of you time to connect, get a bit of balance back into your life, because being a mum is hectic.
It's hectic. And if you do it once, you'll just go again and again because you'll love it so much.
It'll become a bit of a ritual for you. Let's show everybody how we play this game, Liesl and Dobbo. Two simple rules, stick to the beat and...
Don't repeat.
Oh, dear.
He repeated.
Doesn't bode well for you today, Dobbo.
I'm going to win today.
You can go first, though, Dobbo. Liesl, you go second. Your category is famous television families. We're looking for famous TV families. Mum.
The Brady Bunch. Mum.
The Simpsons. Mum.
Different Strokes.
I see, I buzz that.
No.
Why?
Well, because that's not the family. That's the TV show.
Well, what were they called?
I don't know, but
Willis.
That was definitely... Yeah,
what are you doing?
That's the
Willis?
Son's name.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got one more for us, Liesl?
Well, I was just going to say Home Improvement, but I was going to go...
That's not the family.
Tim, the Tool Man.
Yeah,
the Taylors. You could say the Taylors.
Oh, okay. Jonathan Taylor, Tom.
The Flintstones.
Families? What other families are there?
Flintstones? The Jetsons?
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
Okay, dude. Boomer.
Gigi did a lot with his young childhood.
Yeah, didn't he? Watch TV.
Square Eyes Liam.
That's why he's got glasses. Yeah.
Good work, Jones.
Blake, go,
he's got
player.
Nothing to say.
It's rare that you two gang up on me. But anyway.
Move on. Quickly, I've got death stares.
Good afternoon, mate. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
So let me get this straight. Your wife is a mother of three.
Yeah.
It's now Wednesday. You've done stuff all for Mother's Day, and this is your get-out-of-jail card.
Pretty much, because her birthday was last Saturday, it all just sort of compounds. And
Tell me you remembered the birthday.
I remembered the birthday, and it was on Star Wars Day, so I gave her the whole May the 4th be with you card. And
I'm sure she loved that.
Went shopping at Pandora.
Oh, yeah.
On you. All right.
Well,
you could definitely do it than Dota Day Spa. Carolyn from Shayla Park, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are we?
Good. Are you a mum?
I am a mum.
Have you got something for your mum or mother-in-law?
It'll probably be going to my mother-in-law. My mum's 93. She doesn't need anything.
Aww.
She gets flowers. She gets flowers every year.
Fair enough.
Never too
that.
Old for an Endota Spa, Carolyn.
True.
Just saying.
Okay.
Reuben, Carolyn, it's best of three. So even if you lose the first one, you are still alive. Reuben, you'll go first in category one. Carolyn, you'll go second. Are we ready to play?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Dobbo, I'm not asking you.
We are ready. Come on,
okay.
Reuben.
First category is Reuben first, Carolyn second. Words that rhyme with mum.
Mum. Mum.
Num.
Mum.
Some.
Mum.
Dumb.
Mum.
Come.
Mum.
Come.
Mum.
I think we just had two comes, didn't we?
There was two ways to spell it.
yeah, but...
Ruben, I think you win just for that. That's funny. That was very funny.
Ruben's got to win. Ruben has won it.
Hold on. That's not fair on Carolyn.
Do not ask who was wanting to spell.
You're both getting a point.
Oh, come
on. We're moving on to the next category. We're moving on quickly before I get sacked. Righto, Carolyn, you'll go first in category two.
Sure.
You'll go first in category two. Ruben, you'll go second. Quickly, let's move on. The second category. Second category is, you know what? Ruben, Carolyn, hold the line. We've got to take a song. We'll be back after the Rush Hour. Triple M's Rush
Hour. Meet the Rush Hour. Liesl, Liam and Dobbo on Triple M.
Can we say we've never had to do this?
Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo. If you've just joined us, we are playing our game of categories, Under Pressure, this week, Mum Under Pressure for Mother's Day. And we were playing, we've got Ruben and Carolyn on the line, and the first category was words that rhyme with mum. And this happened.
Dumb.
Mum.
Come.
Mum.
Come.
Mum.
I think we just had two comes, didn't we?
There was two ways to spell it.
So,
very funny.
We had to take a break. We had to compose ourselves. Thank you, Ruben.
We've got
Ruben and Carolyn still on the line. We are going to restart the game. Nobody's got any points yet. It's best of three. Same rules apply. Whew. Here we go. Ruben to go first. Carolyn to go second. The first category is things that are typically green. We're looking for things that are typically green.
Mum.
Grass.
Mum.
Frogs.
Mum.
Leaves.
Mum.
Peas.
Mum.
Smoothies.
Mum.
Beans.
Mum.
Sludge.
Mum.
Zucchinis.
Mum.
Capsicums.
Mum.
Broccoli.
Limes.
Papaya.
Roofs.
What?
Roofs.
Can I just clarify that last one, Ruben?
That's a green roof.
Yeah, I'm looking at a green roof right now.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I don't know if they're typically green, typically, but that's okay.
You know
we'll give you one.
We're going to let it pass.
And for your funny joke, we'll give
you. Yeah, that's all right. That's your brownie points used up, though, Rubes.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Carolyn, you go first in category two. Ruben to go second. Carolyn, you're to go first.
Okay.
Things you can do in a park. Activities in a park.
Mum.
Run.
Mum.
Swing.
Mum.
Play.
Mum.
Slide.
Mum.
Picnic.
Mum.
Climb.
Mum.
Barbecue.
Mum.
Ride a bike.
Mum.
Skateboard.
Mum.
Kick a footy.
Mum.
Scooter.
Mum.
Relax.
Mum.
Cricket.
Mum.
Basketball.
Mum.
Bite.
Oh, Rubes! Right, we're going to the decider. This is it. Winner takes the Indota Spa. Ruben first, Carolyn second. The final category is... This is Dobbo inspired. Typical menu items at a Chinese restaurant. Ruben first, Carolyn second.
Mum.
Mongolian lamb.
Mum.
Sweet and sour.
Spicy prawns.
Char kway teow.
Salt and pepper calamari.
Yes.
Me goreng.
Bok choy.
Fried rice.
Lamb.
Oh, I've got to, you can't just give us lamb, Rube. You can't give us straight up lamb. I tell you what, Rube.
I didn't say Mongolian lamb because I said Mongolian beef.
Well, yeah, I know, but you can't throw out Mongolian for everything, mate. Hey, Carolyn.
Yes.
After the longest game of under pressure in the history, you have won yourself an Indonis bar voucher.
Woohoo!
Congratulations, Carolyn. Have a great Mother's Day
this
weekend.
We're going to get Ruben back by the end of the week.
We will find
for a comedy
section.
Bill
Ruben's been darted.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Meet the Rush Hour. Liesl, Liam and Dobbo on Triple M.
I've had a massive blow up at a major shopping centre today. And I want to share this with everybody as a word of warning, because things got ugly at around 10:30 this morning in the city, the great city of Ipswich. I was helping my wife out, doing some chores. She gave me a list. She said, can you go to the shops, grab this, mainly food for the boys. Lots of fruits and berries and strawberries and some milk, because they go through milk. But I need a milker. I need a milking cow, because the amount of milk these blokes drink at the moment is just next level.
Stick a teat
stick
in
it in the
mouth.
Back now. Yeah. Yeah, I should go back out there and milk the cow every day. The amount of money I'm going through milk. Anyway, so I hate self-checkout. I despise going to a supermarket and having to scan and bag myself.
It always goes wrong.
I hate it.
Always.
I don't know what it is about it. I like the
There's
old school
always
ways.
An unexpected item in the bag
and then
area.
You have to wait 5
Mate,
minutes.
Then they have to get someone to come and do it. It never works. Yeah. I'm not patient. I just like to go there. There's a cashier lady there. You put it on the belt. I put it in my little order. Pack away. Anyway, so I find a lady there. It's three deep because there's 20 self-checkouts, two ladies. So I wait. And this poor young lady decides, do you want any bags? Yes, I need bags. Paper bags, mind you, which I'm so over. I'm disgusted in paper bags. So she loads up this bag. As I'm lifting the bag from the bagging area to the trolley, the paper bag gives way.
No.
Strawberries, milk, berries, yogurt. I mean, everywhere.
Oh. Clean up on aisle three.
Yeah, well, it was aisle 10 and like a big scene. And you've got to understand, mid-morning Ipswich on a Wednesday, you know.
Is that
it's
pension day?
Desirables. The desirables are getting through. Anyway, so lo and behold, I say, I'm not paying for that. I want it all replaced. Well, this was above the pay rate of the lady who was there. So next thing, the manager's over there. Next thing, I'm having a disagreement with him. It got replaced, right? And I didn't have to clean it up because it was purely not my fault. The
milk
bloody
and
paper
yogurt,
bags. The paper bags.
They're dreadful.
Dreadful, dreadful. And they've gone from 10 to 25 cents. But it got me thinking about
for the same bag that still doesn't work.
Things were much better when we didn't have self-checkout. We had plastic bags. I'm in all for the environment, but when we had a plastic bag, you had people behind the counter, you didn't have to do all this. Things were a lot better. A lot better for society. And people feel good about themselves with these paper bags. Well, how good do you feel today trying to clean up yogurt, about 20 bags of yogurt that's spilt everywhere and a 2 litre of milk?
I'm with you. I much prefer it. And it was better when there were checkout people that you could go to because they were quicker, they were more efficient, and the bags. I'm going to add to that. I'm going to say DVD stores. It was
like
better
video
when
stores, like a video easy?
Yep. I would say life was better when there was video stores. Because
and no Netty?
What?
No Netflix?
No Netflix, because Netflix is overwhelming. There's too much choice. There was only the new releases you could get if you weren't so povo like my family where we couldn't have the new releases because they were very expensive.
You had to get the weeklies.
You had to get
weeklies for $10.
Top Gun on the weekly rental. But it was better because it was less choice.
It got you excited about
it did.
Watching a movie.
Oh,
now we take it for granted.
That's right. And had to go to Domino's and go to the store. Yeah, it was better.
Things were better also on I'm going to say this now, when there wasn't bloody video games, and I'm serious about that. When we were all kids, and I know we're different ages, but, mate, you played cricket with the other kids in the street, you rode your bikes.
Yeah.
Now, they just won't get away from Fortnite and all this other garbage.
Let's go. Things were better when?
Mark from Carrara, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, good, Dobbo. How are you?
All right, mate. Sorry about me telling the bloke to get stuff, but, I mean, I'm over this bloody paper bags. What was the things were better when, mate?
When petrol was 60 cents a litre.
Yeah, they were good days.
Man, I remember go on.
No, Mark, I was going to say, I agree with you. I can't even remember when it was 60 cents a litre.
I remember probably 25 years ago, maybe more, I said to my mate, when this stuff hits a dollar, I won't be driving, I'll be riding a bike. And guess what? I'm still driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's it at?
$2.30 at the moment.
$2.30 on Mark. I filled up this morning, $1.99 on diesel.
Remember it was 90 cents during COVID. That was pretty good. Mark from Brackenridge, things were better when?
Oh, well, we only had about 4 to 5 television stations.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
7, 9, 10, and 2.
Yeah, and SBS. And SBS.
Yeah.
SBS on a late Saturday night was always good for a young bloke.
Or the, yes, correct. What was the 31? Was it Briz 31 or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, it was Briz 31. It was Lockjaw Lucy. Anyway, that was the difference.
Dearie me.
Right. Thank you, Mark.
Scott from Springwood. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Scotty. Things were better when, mate?
When you used to go to the service station and they'd come out and pump the petrol for you.
Oh, they were bloody good, great. Yeah.
You know they still do that in Tassie. My parents went on a little trip down there and they come out and they fill up your car for you.
I've never experienced it.
No, neither have I.
There's a BP in Toowoomba that still does it.
Oh,
and
that's
look,
nice.
They bump up their rates a little bit, but when you get there, young bloke comes out.
That's nice.
They clean your windscreen, fill your car up. They
love
say,
that.
How much do you want? I remember you used to go, Scott, how much? You say, put $10 in, put whatever, like, you know, whatever you needed. They'd fill it up. They'd never fill, and it was.
Now it's 110.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, like you could.
It's a good point, Scotty. To this point, just quickly, we'll get to Danielle from Redcliffe in a moment. A lot of these, it was better when. There's a lot of jobs for young kids that have gone as a result of
it's
this.
Service.
You think about checkouts.
Yep.
You know, you think about DVD stores.
Yep.
You're talking about a lot of jobs where teenagers used to go and have their first jobs, and instead now they're running around the streets.
That's right, Danielle from Redcliffe. Things were better when?
We didn't have paper straws.
No. Oh, I couldn't agree with you more.
Amen.
They are so
Amen.
Annoying.
Yeah.
When they
Nothing
go all
worse.
Soggy. Yep.
Oh, you've got to change it like 3 times. It's just a nightmare.
Can I also, and I never knew this was a thing, but there's a person in my life that has a straw with a can of drink every night for dinner, and she now has paper straws. It bubbles. They don't like that. It comes out the straw. Mm. Like when you're sucking the straw, it comes out the straw.
It fundamentally changes that. My favorite, one of my you know, indulgences, my vices is a McDonald's chocolate thick shake.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
No.
It's just not the same through a paper straw.
You know how you can get around this, Danielle? You can buy plastic straws online.
You
buy
can
the
get
thousands
stainless
from
steel
China.
Ones
you
and reuse
them No, they're
anyway.
Not good. You buy them from China. You can buy them from China. I've bought some here. Buy them in the packs of thousands.
Well, how about you just save the dolphins and you buy some reusable ones?
Danielle, speaking of the dolphins, we're going to send you along. Dolphins, they're taking on the Seagulls.
Amazing.
The game is tomorrow night, 7:50 p.m. Other people can grab their tickets from the dolphinsnrl.com.au, but Danielle, you are going.
Fins up.
Oh, amazing. Fins up.
Meet the Rush Hour. Liesl, Liam and Dobbo on Triple M.
Could be bad news for the Titans. David Fifita has an option to activate a clause to stay at the Titans, which is up for this weekend.
Yeah.
He has the option to go elsewhere if he would like to. Who's in the running,
Lots
Dobbo?
Of clubs. Penrith, Roosters.
They're the front runners.
Yeah,
and the
Dargans
are thinking about it. Yeah, no, they're not. Never mind.
I think the Panthers are right at the very front.
I think we just need to give David Fifita a little reminder about how great the Gold Coast is. So I thought I would put together a little ad. I've Lara Bingled it and just pretend it's me in a bikini and that I look like Lara Bingled. When I do this. Introducing the Gold Coast, where the sun shines brighter, the waves crash harder, and the laughs, they echo longer than anywhere else on earth. And hey, David Fifita, if you're listening, stick around, mate. We've got a whole beach of reasons why the Gold Coast is your ultimate destination. David, you're a winner, and winners need to celebrate. Picture this. You could be either out in Sydney splurging $87 for a pot of Tui's New, or you could be dining at Dracula's, sinking your fangs into a juicy steak while being serenaded by vampires. Need some vitamin C? Head to the Spit Beach. Or would you prefer the eastern suburbs of Sydney, where if you want to build a sandcastle in Bondi Beach, you'll have to push about 7 backpackers out of the way to make space?
Dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude.
Speaking of space, sure, you might win an NRL title with the Panthers, but then where would you find the space to keep a whole medal in your one-bedroom Penrith studio apartment? Sorry, but there's no room for clutter. Look at me. I live in Queensland. The main reason is I actually need the space and the spare room for all my Olympic and World Championship medals, not to brag. So here's to you, David Fifita, and to the Gold Coast, where every day feels like a holiday and every moment is worth celebrating. Cheers to staying where the good times never end.
I love it. I love it.
I just don't know how much she's going to take from that.
My great fear is it's going to date really badly if he just comes out tomorrow and says, I'm leaving.
Good try, though.
Which hey, might, I
last
liked
minute
it.
Jones.
Yeah, I thought it was
a very weird experience closing my eyes and picturing you as Lara Bingle, though.
For sure. I know. Anyway. Look, it's a bit of a stretch, but no, we got there right. in the
you
end.
Well.
Never mind. Yes, I didn't get paid any extra for that. So, never mind.
Gold Coast Tourism. Your next spokesmodel is right here. Yeah. Hey, we got to get out of here. Tomorrow on the show, another chance to win your way to the Triple M Legends Lunch.
Can I tell you about a guest we've got on tomorrow?
Yeah, go.
I can't say too much about what his name is, but we might need the bleep button and we're going to do a meditation. Dobbo, get prepared. Stick with me. We're going to do a meditation and you're going to love it.
He looks incredibly unsettled right now.
Yeah.
We'll find out who that is tomorrow on the show. We've got to get out of here.
Cheerio.
Farewell, my neighbours.
We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Thanks for listening to the Triple M Rush Hour podcast for Toolkit Depot. All the top grade brands under one roof with everything you need to get the job done. Shop in-store or online. Toolkit Depot.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.